Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Chad Brather Show's To The Point. I don't know how to the point we're going to get. I don't know what I was thinking when I said I was going to name this To The Point, because I got so many random thoughts in my head that I don't even know how to get to them. Okay, so you guys, you're the committed ones. You're the believers. You're the ones who hang in there tight, man. You are the people that I love and appreciate the most. The reason I do is because you can't see my pretty face. You got to tune into an actual podcast. Like, you are technically savvy enough that you know where podcasts are offered, and you're willing to go over there and click on that, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, iHeart, I don't know all the places, but you're willing to just listen to me. And that in and of itself takes a personal sacrifice that I greatly appreciate. So thank you very much for tuning in to the Chad Prather Show. 8 years of doing this thing, we're having a good time. Joe Biden knew that Iran was going to attack Israel. He actually greenlit the attack. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to tell you all the things that, they'll get you in trouble at the coffee pot there at work. But I'm just going to tell you some things that I know are true. All right. Before that, let me just tell you that I miss mean tweets. Like, we had world peace and Iran was broke. When Donald Trump was the president of the United States, you can get my I Miss Mean Tweets t-shirt at PratherTees.com. PratherTees, T-E-E-S.com. You can head over there and I don't know if there's a promo code or not. You can try Chad. You can try Chad15. I don't know. Just try it. I'll tell Cindy to put it up. I'll tell Cindy to put up Chad15. Okay, you get 15% off. But I miss mean tweets, man. Donald Trump could sit on the toilet in the West Wing at a White House 3:30 in the morning and tweet something and control the news cycle for 36 hours. He was like a laser pointer to cats, man. MSNBC and CNN were like, wow. They were all over the place trying to find out what in the world he was talking about. We woke up every morning. We looked forward to the president's tweets. And you know why? Because they were his thoughts. They were his original thoughts. They were the things that were on his mind. Joe Biden, everything is scripted. Everything is determined. It is dictated. There is someone out there writing these tweets. And then they go and they post the tweets for him. There is no evidence that Joe Biden has ever tweeted anything himself. The man doesn't know where the app is. He can't even find his password. He has no clue. He's never actually been on Twitter. The man is 1,000 years old. He's got his toe knuckles on that precipice of eternity, hanging on the edge. He sees a realm you and I do not see. At least Donald Trump has the wherewithal to know what he wants to say. He says things that are offensive. He says things that are mean. I mean, imagine. Let's unpack that for a second. He says mean tweets. Mean tweets. Oh, you red words. They'll hurt your feces. Oh, my gosh. That's like somebody that comes to a comedy show and they get upset that somebody said a cuss word. Quote. End quote. There was a cuss word. There was a sound that came out of your mouth. And it represents something that I don't like. I've done those things, but I don't call them by those things. You made the choice to call them by those things. You used a word on stage that represents something that I've been doing my entire life. That's how I have children. I'm so proud of my children. You know what I did to have those children? Coitus. But yet people are offended. They're offended by words. And that's what happened when President Trump was in office. That's right. People were offended by their tweets. The world we live in, man, we're so thin-skinned. So thin-skinned that people are offended by words. I tell you what's offensive is when bombs, missiles, drones are firing down the Iron Dome and you're underneath that and you're praying to God that one of them don't get through. We'll talk more about that in a little while. First of all, I want to tell you what's more important, because I'm not that concerned with World War III at this point in time. So don't color me an alarmist, all right? I love X. If you're not following me on Twitter, at WatchChat, I love the trolls. I love the trolls. And the reason I love them is because they take everything so seriously. Everything that I post on there, for the most part, is a joke. There is a twist. There's a tongue-in-cheek element to the things that I post on there. That's what I do. But again, the left has no sense of humor. So they can't handle that. It worries them. It worries them that anyone would question the narrative, that would push the agenda, that would talk about the things that they're up to. Just just the last couple of days over the weekend. Shout out to Lavernia, Texas. Shout out to Kerrville, Texas, the folks that showed up out there for the live shows. Incredible. Thank you for showing up, man. It was a good time. Good time. More to come. More to come. WatchChad.com for all the fun stuff, as you can find my live schedule. Anyway, I posted about the SAVE Act, the American Voter Act that makes sure that illegals cannot vote in American elections. Now, you should go find that tweet. There are a lot of re-rees out there that wanted to say, it's already illegal for illegals to vote. People that aren't citizens can't vote. It's already illegal. Yeah. We know that. It's also illegal for people not to cross. It's also illegal for people to cross the border when they're not citizens and come into this country. It's also illegal for, you know, murder to happen. Rape is illegal. I don't know if you know that or not. It's illegal. But yet it still happens. So the point is, they're trying. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States, soon to be the 47th President, they are pushing an act called the SAVE Act, Securing American Voter Eligibility Act. And what they're trying to do is make sure that they cannot do what we know the leftist progressive re-rees are trying to do, and that is make it where illegals can vote. Now, if you've got a member of the squad, pick one. Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush. Pick one of these morons and put them on a lie detector check. But get them on the polygraph. Strap them up and ask them the question, do you hope that illegal aliens never have the ability to vote in this country? And they say, yes. Watch what happens to that little piece of paper. They're going to be lying. Because they do. They want illegals to vote. They do. It is a replacement theory, if you want to call it a theory, but they are trying to replace people. They're specifically replacing the impoverished black community. They're making sure that the welfare coffers stay busy. They're making sure that those who are impoverished stay governmentally dependent. Why do you think there's so much talk about reparations and blah, blah, blah? Yeah, because they know that they got to keep a certain people, a certain minority group in our civilization, in our society. They got to keep them appeased while they're being replaced. My heart breaks for that. My heart really does break for that. So, yes, they do want illegals to vote. So the SAVE Act is one of those things where when you go into a welfare office to collect your welfare check because you're here waiting on your asylum court date, you go and you collect welfare. Well, guess what? At the welfare office, you can also get a voter registration card and you can register for that thing. And you want to tell me the bureaucracy is on top of everything to the point where they're not going to do the due diligence to see who's illegal and who can't vote? Okay. So anyway, my Twitter is full, my X is full of people saying, illegals can't vote. Oh, suddenly Democrats are fond of law and order. They're all about how things should be and how things shouldn't be. Yeah, we know your agenda, folks. We have seen through the other side of the curtain. We've pulled it back. We know that Oz is just a fat little old frumpy man. That was me taking a little sip of tequila. I don't have a tequila sponsor for this show, and I need one, dadgummit. That bugs me. Anyway, I made a keto chili. Keto. I've been carnivore for a couple of weeks. That's a lot of steak. It's a lot of beef, man. It's a lot of protein. But I wanted chili today. We had a little family gathering today, and they were ordering pizzas and doing all that, having cake and cookies and all this kind of stuff for a kid's birthday party. And I said, I can't eat that stuff. So I made a keto chili. I know keto is not carnivore because you got tomatoes in there, but what I did is I made the keto chili with some steak strips. I made it with some ground beef, but I also made it with whole tomatoes, and I made it with beef broth. Make it with beef broth. Instead of doing it with a whole bunch of, you know, tomato sauce or tomatoes, get you a little can of tomato paste, mix it with the beef broth, And that's a better deal. It's a better idea to do that. It's high in sodium, so you want to get the no sodium broth, or at least the 50% sodium broth. You want to do that if you want to do it. If you're keto, if you're carnivore. Again, it's got tomatoes in it, so it's not carnivore, because that's something that came out of the earth. You don't want that. Anyway, I'm okay to be keto. I'm okay to be keto. I'm down about, I don't know, 12, 14 pounds. I like that. My weight's so weird, man. Just up, down, up, down. I don't know. But anyway, so they started sending the drones Saturday night into Israel. Iran decided to launch it. But you know what they did? They told Joe Biden it was going to come. They gave a fair warning. They said, we're going to do this. We're not going to hit anything that's going to be major. We know the Iron Dome, and you guys are going to protect, you know, these drone strikes. We're going to send them in. Those drones only fly at like 180 miles an hour, so it's going to take like 6 hours for them to get there. So you got plenty of time to prepare. And when they got there, it was a 99% effectiveness rate. Nothing actually got through. Joe Biden, I mean, he was comfortable enough knowing that it was coming that he decided to, he insisted, I should say, on going on vacation. And then he came back to the White House. I guess he sat in the Situation Room. And he gave them permission. He green-lit the attack, basically saying, we will allow you to do this as long as you're willing to not harm anybody, not hit anything major. You know, you just do this. I mean, I don't know of any casualties that have been reported on this. None. So Joe Biden, I don't know what Iran has on Joe. I don't know what China has on Joe. I don't know what Ukraine has on Joe, but I gotta think it's a lot. I mean, let's just think through this for a second. Let's just critically think through this for a second, okay? Just hang with me. I wanna do this. I wasn't planning on doing this, but let's just do this. Because you know my first step to critical thinking, if you've ever listened to this show, my first step to critical thinking is, where am I wrong? Where am I wrong? So is Joe Biden, who has been a senator in Washington, D.C. for 50 years, then he was vice president, and now he's president of the United States. Is Joe Biden the one politician that has spent 50-something years in Washington, D.C. and has never been corrupted? I mean, he's never, you know, had sex outside of his marriage. He's never taken a dinner that he shouldn't have taken. He's never met with the wrong people. He's never listened to the wrong voices. He's never, accepted a little cash here or there. He's never done any favors. He's never pushed his weight around. He's never traded his influence. I mean, are we really going to believe that a senator, because I know myself, guys, if I'm a senator in Washington, D.C., and then the vice president and the president, you can't tell me that me, I know my own sinful heart. I'm going to go out on a limb here. My own true confession is that if I'm there for 50 years, if I'm a career politician, I've never made an honest frickin' dime, and I am untouchable, there's going to be a pretty solid temptation for me to sin a little bit. I'm going to do some things that people are going to look at and go, that shit ain't right. But here's Joe. You going to tell me that Joe's never done that? The whole Tara Reid thing, the fact that his son referred to him as Pedo Peter, 10% for the big guy. We're just supposed to believe that, none of that exists. I mean, that's a fallacy. Joe Biden, I want to know what they have on him. What does Iran have on him? Because, I mean, again, you're going to give him $100 billion in relief. You're going to give him, you know, all this cash. You're going to take all these sanctions off of them. You're going to continue buying their oil. You're going to continue to enrich them. And by the way, let me go back to it. Back when mean tweets were a thing, when Donald Trump was in office, Iran was freaking broke. But not under Joe Biden. Under Joe Biden, they're not only not broke, they're emboldened. So Joe Biden comes out in his press conference the other day. They ask him about Iran's warning of retaliation against Israel. Joe says, don't. Don't. I'm kind of sick of that as a foreign policy explanation. Like, I don't want to hear Joe or Kamala Because again, they've both now said this multiple times. Don't. Who in the fresh F is coaching them to speak to the press and their response to a threat from another country is to say don't. But now I want to go a step further here. Think with me critically. I want to go a step further. Joe told Iran, it's okay. Do your own research. He did. He told Iran, it's okay. Actually, let me do a little research for you, okay? I'm going to jump on my phone here. I'm going to jump over into my deal. This is redstate.com. Let me just read a little bit. Iran launched a series of drones and ballistic missiles on Saturday at the Jewish state, with almost all of them eventually being intercepted and down. But while Israel ponders how to retaliate, a new report includes shocking information on the lead-up to the attack. Iran, this is a Jerusalem Post, Iran informed Turkey in advance of its planned operation against Israel, a Turkish diplomatic source told Reuters on Sunday, adding that the U.S. conveyed to Iran via Ankara that its operation must be within certain limits. What? Within certain limits? I mean, listen, so the article goes on from Red State. There's no way to sugarcoat that. The Biden administration told the Iranians it was acceptable to attack within certain limits. Quote. End quote. Were those limits adhered to? That's something only the president and his handlers can answer. And they never will. But given their rush to demand Israel not strike back, and they did that, it would seem probable that everything went according to plan. That's a betrayal that's hard to fathom. If an offensive attack was getting ready to be launched against the United States and one of our allies told our enemy to go ahead with the attack within certain limits, can you imagine? That's a scandal, folks. That's the end of an alliance. Can you imagine if Russia said to Great Britain, we're going to bomb America, but we're going to do it within certain limits? Or Britain told them to do it within certain limits, and they said, we'll adhere to that. Your friend just became your enemy. Now, Israel is supposed to just take this garbage from Biden, and then I'm supposed to question it. Guys, at this stage of the game, I don't even know. Let me qualify everything I'm going to say. All the governments of men, I don't care if it's America, I don't care if it's Israel, I don't care if it's Russia, I don't care if it's China, I don't care if it's Iran, I don't care who it is. The governments of men are corrupt. Big government is the rule of the day. People like you and me, we're getting screwed. We are vassal serfs to the feudal lords. I don't even know if I'm using the right terminology. I hope Israel bombs the shit out of them. I'm ready to die. Are you ready to die? I went to church this morning. I know I'm right with Jesus. And you know why? Like, I know there's other people out there who say, well, Iran this and Israel this. They're all corrupt. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. And I don't care how corrupt Israel's government is. And I truly believe that it is. But you know what? There's people that live in Israel just like you and I live in America. And we want what's best for our country. And we're getting screwed by our government. And what am I supposed to do? Live under the government's protection of the Iron Dome and just hope that it doesn't fail? Am I supposed to live under the American government of just hoping that, you know, they're going to take care of me? I mean, they're putting military people under pride flags, and I'm just supposed to believe that the American government, you know, they're supposed to defend me, you know, is going to take care of me? I don't know anymore. I don't like any of them. Screw it. My keto chili was high in sodium. It was a little salty. You hear that? You hear that? It's tequila, soda. A little splash of lime. I like it. I was supposed to be on Megyn Kelly's show today. And because of Israel, because of what's going on in Israel, they had to postpone my appearance on the Megyn Kelly show. People said, are you disappointed? No, I just realized the freaking globalists are running the world, man. Can't do anything. Can't have any fun. Can't tell any jokes. Can't make an appearance on a show. And no, I'm not. Listen, I've done a lot. Listen, I've Megyn Kelly. That's a big show, and I'm honored to be on Megyn Kelly's show. Megyn, I love Megyn. I'm a fan of Megyn. I think what she says is great. She's fantastic. She's entertaining. She's all that, and she's also fun to look at. But let me tell you something. I've been on Fox and Friends numerous times. Used to be on there almost every week, every 2 weeks. I've been on Adam Carolla's show multiple times. I've been in Hollywood. I mean, I was just with Roseanne Barr. I was just with Donald Trump. I was with Jim Brewer. I've been with a lot of people. And you know what? None of those things has ever led me to a bigger following or more success or more people who know who I am. None of those things have ever led to anything. You know what? You know what leads to success for me is consistency. Consistency and being genuine. I am who I am. If on Sundays I feel like getting on Facebook and posting a verse of scripture and telling you something that Jesus said, I don't add it with commentary. I just put it out there. People are like, oh, you preaching now? No, I'm just quoting. I just felt like sharing a verse of scripture that I particularly was reading that day. And I thought this would be a good thing to put on Facebook. Maybe people would be inspired by it. Maybe they'll enjoy it too. But that pisses people off. Or if I make a joke about, you know, anything in this world, thin-skinned people can't handle it, or that somebody came to my show and there was somebody out there that offended them. I get it. I get it. But you know what? Consistency and authenticity. Just continue putting yourself out there. That's the key to success. That's the key to success. I wake up every day not knowing if I still have a job. I've told you guys over and over again, you know, the thing about being, you know, an internet sensation, which I'm not, I was once, but I'm not anymore. That's just a 21st century way of saying that you're unemployed, but you're popular. I don't even know if I'm popular anymore, but I sure do have a good time running my mouth and talking to you folks, man. We are living in a shit show. And you know what? Listen, there could be people, there's plenty of trolls out there who want to tell me that we're nowhere near World War III. God, I hope you're right. But honestly, I think we've been in World War III for about 6 to 8 months, and it's just undeclared. Maybe longer. History books will tell us. We won't be around for it. But I hope you're right. I hope everything is just a bunch of saber rattling. And I don't know what the solution is. As for me and my house, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I think that Joe Biden is detrimental to this country. That is an understatement. All right, guys, watchchad.com is where all the fun stuff is. Find me on praythertees.com. Buy some t-shirts. I think we'll run a special this week, maybe. We'll do like a free giveaway. Let's do a couple of free giveaways this week on praythertees.com. I'll make an announcement about it. But anyway, I got some stuff I need to get rid of. Lots of inventory so we can make room for more stuff. I'm going on a cruise. Look this up. You guys, you can stop listening right now. The rest of the stuff that I'm going to say is not important. I'm going on a cruise. I'm going to let CJ come. Everybody's coming. Ben's coming. Steve's coming. We're doing a music cruise. Mark Wills, Rick Trevino, Kenfo. Love those guys. If you don't know who those guys are, you want to talk about some incredible Hispanic artists. I love those boys out of Texas. And Craig Wayne Boyd. Then we're in Luckenbach on the 4th of May. Beaumont with Zach Rushing on May 18th. I should probably start pushing that. I'm taking three vacations. Taking three vacations in the next 2 months. You know why? Because I want to. I haven't done that in a long time, and I need to breathe, okay? I mean, technically, the music cruise is, I'm counting that as a vacation. I do have to perform one or two nights, but I'm counting that as a vacation, okay? Man, I appreciate you guys. Please leave me a rating and review where podcasts are offered. You're already listening. You're listening because on this audio-only podcast, you have to be on a podcast platform. So go to where podcasts are offered. Leave me a rating, review. 5 stars, and then say what you want to say. Okay. It helps me. It really does. To say that I love you is an understatement. I really, really do. You guys have blessed me beyond measure. You've hung in there with me. I wish I could say that you've all made me uber rich and I could just disappear for the rest of my life. That's not true. I took the road less traveled when it comes to social media influencers. I really did. I took the road of less money and more conviction. And I'm blessed by that. I'm blessed knowing that. But I'm thankful that there are people who still believe in me and still choose to listen to my voice. That's why I take the time that I have to visit with you when you come to a live show. That's why I try to respond to your messages when I can. I try to comment on social media. And that's my way of just saying thank you. I love you so much. All right, guys. Tomorrow, we'll be back with a video podcast. Go to YouTube, go to Facebook, go to all those places. Search my name, Chad Prather, and let's revive the algorithm, okay? But when you're leaving a review, tell me more about what you want to, what you hear, what you want to see. What I mean, like people you would like to see. I personally love having conversations with CJ. We have a good time together. But I know that, you know, maybe not everybody doesn't want to do that. Maybe you guys just want a podcast with CJ. Hey, I don't know. All right, guys, I gotta go. I'm out of here. I appreciate y'all. Make yourselves a little keto chili, man. It's really not that good. It doesn't have any beans in it. I know. And here in Texas, y'all don't believe in that kind of stuff. All right, guys, y'all be blessed, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.